Outside the box, questioning even the most basic parts of our culture. Today's topic is no cell, no hell. Okay, I acknowledge it. I'm the odd one out by not having a cell phone or smartphone. Yes, there are times when it's handy, but they don't outweigh what I think are the downsides. I'm with those who don't like cell phones because they emit potentially dangerous, cancer-causing electromagnetic radiation, and they depend on unsightly cell phone towers. They make it easy for someone to be illegally tracked through their signals, and because they may cause accidents when used while driving. There's also the cost, losing or misplacing the slippery things on an almost daily basis, the fact that they go dead at the most inconvenient times, and the materials used to make them that create hazardous e-waste. A recent calculation by artist Chris Jordan put the number of cell phones lost or thrown away every day in the U.S. at 426,000. But the biggest reason I don't have a cell phone is that I don't want to be on call 24/7. When I get a call at home, I almost always answer it, unless it's late at night and I'm half or entirely asleep. But if I'm on the road, or especially on vacation, I don't need to be, or want to be, accessible by phone. I'm focusing on my travels and what I'll do when I get there. I have my backup plan in case of a crisis or problem. I don't have to depend on a cell phone for that. When I call someone on a landline and they aren't there, I just expect to leave a message and get called back later on. But the assumption with a cell phone is that the person should pick up immediately or call back within minutes. We've created a monster because we assume others are available at any place and any time. Being inaccessible or not at work is not an option. That's why so many people take their cell phone with them on vacation and use it for something other than fun. Computers can be addictive. Cell phones can also be addictive. We need to be talking to someone all the time. A smartphone or a combination phone and computer is even more likely to be addictive. I wonder how many people have died because they were so engrossed in their phone and screen that they didn't realize they were in danger. Or how many can't cope if they don't have that technology in hand all the time. I believe people do their best when they're attentive to what they're doing in the moment. If they have their minds focused on what's on their cell or smartphone instead of what's happening in front of them, they're distracted. Ever notice how many people check their phones when they're supposed to be doing something else? Cell phones have sped up our economy, which is becoming more and more dependent on stock trades in milliseconds and that any place, any time view of communicating. Instead, like slow food and slow money, we might do better with a slow economy. More on that idea in a future edition of Outside the Box. Do you have a cell phone or smartphone? What do you love or hate about having one? I'm Larry Danziger, not feeling I'm missing much by not having a cell or smartphone.